February 28th. John chapter 6, verses 22 through 59. On the next day, the crowd that had stood on the other side of the sea noticed that there was only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone with his disciples in that boat, but that the disciples had gone away alone. However, other boats from Tiberias had come near the place where they had eaten the bread after Jesus had given thanks. The crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, and they themselves entered boats and sailed to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him across the sea, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I assure you that you are seeking me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for that which abides into eternal life, which the Son of Man, whom God the Father has certified, will give to you." They asked him, "What shall we do to accomplish God's works?" Jesus answered them, "God's work is that you believe in the one whom he has sent." They asked him, "What sign are you doing that we may see and believe in you? What work are you doing? Our fathers ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I assure you that Moses did not give you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. God's bread is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said, "Lord, give us this bread always." Jesus replied, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. I have told you that you have seen me, but do not believe. Everyone whom the Father gives me shall come to me, and I will never cast out the one who comes to me. I have not come down from heaven to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. This is the will of him who sent me, that I not lose any one of all whom he has given me, but that I raise him up in the last day. This is my Father's will, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and that I raise him up in the last day." The Jews were complaining about him, because he said, "I am the bread which comes down from heaven." And they were asking, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered, "Stop complaining among yourselves. No one can come to me except the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'Everyone shall be taught of God.' Everyone who has heard and has learned from the Father comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Truly, truly, I assure you that he who believes in me has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate manna in the desert and died. This is the bread who comes down from heaven, of whom one may eat and not die. I am the living bread who has come down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. The bread which I give for the life of the world is my flesh."